search warrant from the Trump FBI raid could be made public today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The former president says he encourages it, and the Justice Department already okayed the release, while House Republicans demand more answers into what Congresswoman Elise Stefanik calls the
weaponization of the Department of Justice and FBI against Joe Biden's political opponent.
Now, whatever could be released today, Fox's Shannon Bream says we won't see
the underlying stuff, the guts of the operation, kind of those affidavits with the really juicy stuff that neither the president nor the DOJ is asking to release at this point. But there are private entities in including groups like the New York Times, who say they want to see all of it.
The Washington Post reported some of the White House classified records the FBI sought involve nuclear weapons, which the former president calls a hoax. A judge in New York has just denied several Trump attempts to get criminal charges dropped in an investigation into Trump Organization taxes. A trial is set for October. Also in New York City, the virus that causes polio has been detected in wastewater, suggesting there may be more cases beyond the one infection confirmed last month in Rockland County, New York, outside the city in an unvaccinated man who suffered paralysis, the first polio case in the U.S. in 9 years. House Democrats could approve the bill today they call the Inflation Reduction Act.
This is a game changer for the working class people, not only in my community, but across America.
Congresswoman Norman Torres, it would cut prescription drug costs for seniors and fight climate change by incentivizing renewable energy use, but no Republican supports it, with Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach saying it actually will add to inflation.
This is just another installation of their tax and spend agenda that got us here in the first place.
A chemical leak from a railroad car has led to more than 100 homes evacuated in Paris, California. Riverside Fire Chief John Crater says they're being very cautious.
Due to the heat building in the car, that builds pressure, and it could have a release.
He says it could explode. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
They're in mourning in Raleigh, North Carolina.
The search for the person responsible for the shooting death of a Wake County, North Carolina sheriff's deputy is ongoing. Wake County Sheriff Gerald Baker says the deputy was on duty when the shooting happened last night, sometime after 11 o'clock.
We will find who's responsible for this loss, even in the midst of the hurt and the pain.
He asked for prayers and patience as they continue to piece together what happened. This is the sixth deputy shot in that region of North Carolina in the last month, following nearby incidents in Caswell, Wayne, and Sampson counties. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Actress Anne Heche is not going to survive the car crash she got into a week ago, slamming her Mini into a garage in Los Angeles at high speed. A representative for the actress says Heche's brain injuries are too severe for the 53-year-old to recover from. A case that America followed closely 18 years ago is back in the news as a California judge considers whether Scott Peterson, who was convicted of murdering his wife Lacey, should get a new trial.
Prosecutor David Harris says a juror in Scott Peterson's 2004 murder trial may have provided incorrect answers on a pretrial questionnaire, but did not commit misconduct.
These are matters that have nothing to do with Scott Peterson. These are matters that relate to complete different issues, different courts, different subjects.
Attorneys for Peterson, convicted of killing his pregnant wife and unborn son, pushing for a retrial, claiming the juror failed to make clear she herself was the victim of domestic abuse while pregnant, alleging bias towards a conviction. The California Supreme Court overturning Peterson's death sentence in 2020. A judge in San Mateo County will decide whether his case should be retried. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, some gains this morning. The Dow and the NASDAQ are both up about 130 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.